Ambassadorship starts with all of us. So many candidates are focusing on what we need to change or on debt, and pointing fingers at what's wrong or needs to be fixed. The list is long. Yes, those aspects of managing our city are very integral in how we move forward in a fiscally responsible way, but for me personally, I devote so much of my time volunteering because I know it's a guaranteed way that I can give of myself and make a huge impact to others so that we can all celebrate the unity that is community. There's so much to be proud of in Greater Sudbury, and it's so important for us to balance out the negative talk and start working towards a more positive dialogue regarding our city. It wasn't too long ago that Maclean's magazine reported Sudbury was the happiest city in Canada. Let's all jump on board this way of thinking. Mayoral candidate Paul Lefebvre's message is one that I hope people will embrace. Change is coming. Thank you, Paul Lefebvre, for recognizing festivals like Capriole Days, I Am the Chair, Valley East Days and Rayside Balfour Days, Café Heritage. Indeed, our greatest assets are our volunteers and people. I hope residents of Ward 7 will join my SWAT team, because we have to work together to talk about the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats of each of our communities. We all have an equal stake in the family business that is the corporation of the City of Greater Sudbury. Every single one of us sit on the board of directors of this community, and we have the responsibility to manage and balance the need-to-haves from the nice-to-haves, and in order to do that effectively, we have to identify the good stuff first. I'm looking forward to being part of a team of leaders who wants that, too. This has been my consistent message since I filed on May 2 to run as your Ward 7 candidate, and the message is loud and clear. I'm grateful for all the support received to date. I look forward to meeting more residents in Ward 7 over the coming months. On October 24, I will be humbled and proud to have your vote in Garson, Kookagami Lake, Falconbridge, Skeed, Old Hanmer and Capriole. Natalie Labbe is running for the City Council seat for Ward 7 in the October municipal election.